Hey, Joe.
God damn it.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Parkscope Unprofessional Podcast Hour. My name is Joe. Joining me tonight is Mike. Mike, how are you doing?
Hit me. I'm good.
Okay.
I had a delicious blackberry spindrift fresh
something. You're dropping, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike?
Here.
Yeah, you're dropping.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. You're kind of getting weird, so that. Also, we're adding Nick on because he joined us late, so let's see if that works. Nick?
Yes, it worked.
Maybe. Nick?
I see him.
We see him.
Hey.
Oh, hey. You have power yet?
Yeah, I got it late today.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why you didn't get back to us. Anyway, Nick, how have you been?
It's been crazy, but it's good. It's going better now.
That's good. No damage?
No, the house is fine. Some places less than a mile from me flooded out when the marsh backed up from the storm surge. But nothing happened to my place. Everything's good. I'm down here by myself right now. I got to go back tomorrow to get Jennifer and Amelia. Because we didn't have power, we didn't want to bring the baby down here and deal with all that. So I got to go to work tomorrow. Then I got to drive back up North Georgia, 5 hours turn, and I'll come back. So that'll be my third trip to North Georgia in the last week. Plus I came out here yesterday, I didn't have power, so I drove the hour back to my parents' house last night and stayed with them. Then I drove back here to begin the day. So it's just been a lot of on-the-road traveling stuff.
I can understand that. Well, I'm happy to hear everything's okay, relatively speaking,
yeah.
Minus the driving.
Everything's good.
Everyone's good, so that's good. Also joining us... Oh, sorry, Nick, anything? Sorry, you good?
No, I'm good.
Okay, sorry, I'm jumping over everyone right now. So also joining us tonight... Special guest. I was going to ask him where I could refer to him as from, but screw it. We have Paulie. Yo, Paulie NJ on Twitter. Everyone's favorite. How's it going, Paulie?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's going well. I got a Castaway IPA that I'm drinking out of my Duff mug.
Very nice.
It's fantastic. Happy to be with you guys.
I'm getting a sudden feeling of deja vu.
I have a 2X IPA right now. There we go.
All right, very
lovely,
nice.
Lovely.
I'm happy to hear that Nick has power again. That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm
back
very happy that the storm did not veer towards New Orleans, as some people were saying that it was going to do. That would have sucked. And
that would have been bad.
Yeah, you've had enough rain in the last, 2 months, 3 months.
Yeah. And afternoon drizzle would ruin that city.
Oh, but the elephant in the room really is the restraint that Joe is showing for his Windians.
Whew. Yes. I...
Up.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I, well, no, I already sent the guy walking with girlfriend meme. I already sent that to, Jonathan Green of Inside Universal, who's a Dodgers fan. And the wife is the Dodgers, and the hot girl is the Indians. So I'm showing somewhat restraint, but the only reason why right now is because last I checked, we were tied with Kansas City at the bottom of the fifth, I believe. So let me check with the.
Oh, we got to see how we do.
Right
yeah,
now. Yeah. We got to check. Got to get those updates. It's been kind of crazy that again, it's one of those top of the sixth still 1-1. It's one of those crazy situations where people are still talking about the Browns for all reason.
What?
Because people they're insane. They're morons up here. They're just
it's the Browns year, man.
No, yeah, exactly. The Browns. It's like the Indians are on a historic winning streak. They still don't sell out this damn stadium that they reduced the seats on. But man, we got to go see the Browns, I guess. We got to go to Sodom and Gomorrah down in the Muni lot. So it's just like this weird hodgepodge of like, well, I guess the Indians are doing really good again. Oh, well, humdum. So, I mean, but like we're doing really well with our TV ratings. So I think yesterday's afternoon game got like a 9 or something ridiculous rating.
That's nuts.
So that's
nuts.
Pretty well. Yeah, that's, but I mean, I'm also kind of reserved because I turned my car in Saturday. For shaking a little bit, and then I come to pick it up, and the lady's like, oh, well, we're going to give you a spare car, because they took it out and they thought it was shaking. So we don't know if you. So they're going to give me a new clutch for free.
No.
I have one of those power transmissions that Ford has. That's like, it's a manual, but it's electronic switching. So it's just it's just a clutch. But they're like, well, we don't know. It could be also the tires, or it could be the brakes. So either I'm going to be like $100 out of the pocket, or $1,000 out of pocket. So I had a brand new Ford Focus, not Ford Focus, Ford Explorer that I was driving for a few days.
I thought you had an Edge.
Was the Edge or the Explorer?
I thought it was the Escape.
Escape, one of those two. They're all E's. Maybe an Escape. They all look the same now. They're like none.
Was it an SUV?
Yes, but the Edge is also
Ford
an SUV.
Bronco.
So yes, the Ford Bronco.
There you go.
In white, nonetheless. which explained all the cops following me. But the so I got the call on like Tuesday, and it's like, well, bad news. So I yesterday after work, I dropped $1,000 on my car right before vacation. So luckily, I have a bit of savings, so I'm good to go. And today, I met with my 401k analyst, and he's like, "You're doing well," and I'm like, "Yay, I'm doing well." And I'm like, "Do you know what you deserve, Joe? A beer." So I'm having a beer right now. But nice. Anyway, so
how's pumpkin this year?
Fine. If you can find that cold brew pumpkin, the coffee cold brew, get that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hit or miss on pumpkin recently, but Warlock's still pretty solid. So I would do that.
My wife enjoyed a Shipyard pumpkin ale on draft yesterday, which was nice. I was kind of surprised it was on draft here in New Jersey.
My local Nano Brewery has their pumpkin beers on tap, so I need to go check that out.
Well, I just meant, you know, Shipyard's in Maine.
No, I know.
It's just coming down. It's like,
Yeah, the one I can look at from my window has their pumpkin beers on tap now.
Nice.
So we kind of talked about this pre-show a little bit, but last night was team member previews of Halloween Horror Nights. Due to Hurricane Irma and people without power, and some, like, from what I'm hearing, some houses barely had any, like, rehearsals. So this was, like, actually the first rehearsal for most of these. Most of these houses are scare zones. Some scare zones were far from complete, but everyone seems to be giving the event positive thumbs up. Not sure how much of that is the quality of the houses versus the fact that, like previous years, TMs aren't allowed a plus one. So it was not a giant blogger party, is basically what I'm getting at. So there was just only TMs there, as opposed to, you know, every single Orlando blogger known to man doing a review of the event before it's open. So
plus one, plus one, plus one.
Yeah, plus one, plus one. So, like, every house had, like, a 5 to 10 minute wait. So, hey. Yeah, so that's really good. But yeah, everything looks good. I can't wait till next weekend for me. Nick, do you got anything that you saw?
No, I'm ready to. I'm gonna ride down there Friday night. Be there with you.
Oh, you
Friday
are gonna be there Friday.
Yeah, I'm planning on it.
Okay, good. Okay, because I was
still planning on it.
I was like, I don't want to push Nick about it. He said he wanted to, but then a hurricane happened. I don't want to be like, hey, Nick, you get power back. Also, am I gonna see you at Halloween Horror Nights? So
I'm still planning on coming down there Friday night, but just for the one night, and then I'll be back a little bit later with. For the longer time, so
cool. That'll be
so
fun.
You're not, when you're not driving to North Georgia, you're driving to Central Florida.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna be spend a lot of time on the road, but
So did you guys see? Also, I want to get your guys' thoughts. What about the drink beverages, like the alcoholic beverages this year?
Like, it's a great idea.
Do you know what I love? There is no Monster Energy in any of those drinks. I like that.
TM.
Yeah, because holy shit, all the ones with Monster Energy, like Jacked Up Carnage, are trash. They taste like sweet tarts. It's like they ground up sweet tarts, added some Epicap, and then threw in like vodka. And that's what they were. But no, these drinks sound good. There's a one that's cranberry juice
and vodka.
Cranberry juice, vodka, and something else. And another one is rum. Orange juice, a little bit of Sprite, and something else. I think it's coconut rum. So those sound good.
Yeah.
The real question is, why does it take 27 years for this to happen?
That's a good question. They probably realized it wasn't selling anymore. Additionally, there are alcoholic and non-alcoholic frozen drinks, including such vomit-inducing ones as candy corn.
Yeah, I saw that one.
S'mores?
Yes, which, s'mores.
Because when I think of s'mores, I think of ice, I guess. And then the one that actually doesn't sound half bad, but Paul, you'd hate, is the pumpkin.
Yeah, well, you know, let people enjoy things.
Pumpkin is at least made with pumpkin.
Right.
Like pumpkin puree. This is just pumpkin spice and vodka. Like, there's no pumpkin in this thing.
It's like, pumpkin spice vodka, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's, like, not pumpkin. They don't make vodka with a pumpkin.
No, pumpkin spice rum.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. But there's no... Yeah, anyway. Okay, yes. Anyway.
I bet it's delicious. I bet all three of them are delicious.
I'm not sure about the candy corn.
Oh.
I bet you candy corn is the best of the lot. It tastes like nothing. Because just like the candy corn ice cream at Disney World.
So,
well, that does, yeah.
So the one interesting thing is this year's Blinky Cups are half and halves and are like...
In a straw,
and they're like... They look like a really small thing. Like, you know how they have, like, those novelty popcorn, like, holders? Yeah. It looks like that. A little taller with a divider in the middle. So
are we sure they're all that?
They're all like that. They're all like that. So my question is...
Even for a beer?
I don't know if they do that with beer.
Ooh, black and tan.
Guess, maybe.
With a straw?
I mean, I remember
black on one side,
being in high school, but I don't know about you guys.
Sheridan's, that terrible LaCouria to mix.
I think we don't have enough information yet. I think we need to see what happens tomorrow night. There's a lot, because I think we're missing some things.
So they have the mixed drinks we mentioned before, they offer that separate or together. So they actually put them together in the same cup in those separate compartments. So you get Liquid Courage or Liquid Fear, and together they're, it's some other name that I'm forgetting right now. Midnight Mayhem, I don't know, that sounds about right. My question is, can you get those frozen drinks together like that?
Nah.
I think there's got to be more cups, Joe. I don't think
there is, and I don't think you can get a beer in one because drinking a beer through a straw is a travesty.
Yeah, I think there's got to be another. They might all be square, but I don't think they all have dividers.
I don't know, man.
We'll find out tomorrow. We'll find out tomorrow when our intrepid reporters are on the scenes. So make sure to follow that.
Don't worry. Tom Corliss will let us know.
God. Yep, it'll be breaking. That's all we know. So the real reason why we're joining tonight is there's one thing I've always liked is talking to people who go to Universal for the first time or haven't been in a very long time.
Very long time.
For me... I went to Universal a few times in the early 2000s. I went again like once before Potter, and then I went when Potter opened. And it kind of reset everything for me, and I got really excited about the parks again, Disney World and Universal. And it just kind of opened my eyes. And one of the things is I see myself in all the people who think Disney's the best because I was one of those people at one time. So it's always fun to bring on people, as I was saying, who've not been to the parks in a while, or it's their first time. So, Pauly, this was the first time you've been to Universal in 17 years.
Correct.
So,
I hadn't been to, and it was the only time I'd been to Universal. So, you know, considering that IOA was like a year old when I went.
That's when Motown was still open at CityWalk. Yes. And I don't think the Royal Pacific was even open at that point.
No, it wasn't. It was definitely Portofino, Hard Rock, well before the kind of the CityWalk 2.0 renaissance.
It's hard to believe that IOA's been open for 17 years, though.
It's been open for 18. Open in 99.
18. Yeah, it opened in 99. Yeah, and we went in, like, I want to say April, but before spring break. I think that's right. So the park was basically dead, but it was nice and warm.
Nice.
When we went the first time. But again, that was so long ago. You know, Riding Jaws. Now I'm going to name everything's closed. Riding Jaws. And unfortunately, I didn't get to do it this time, and I won't ever again, getting to do Terminator 2 3D, which was probably right up there in my top three at the time. Riding something like Spider-Man, which is, you know, it's still, you know, it's that old, but it is still a world-class attraction. I'm a big fan of rides in general. I'm not one of those people that thinks that, Disney's untouchable. Can't touch us. I do enjoy every park for what it is. I like going to Great Adventure because I love coasters. You know, I love going to Universal because those attractions. I don't think you guys can tell me. Mummy was not there when I went.
It wasn't.
No.
No.
Yeah. So that was a new attraction for me this time.
It's so much fun.
Mummy was like 2006, 2007.
Yeah, okay. I couldn't remember. It was one of those things that's like, I don't remember any of this. then of course, you know, Potter, forget about it. That's it. And it's one of those things, the photos do not do it justice. You know, the feeling you get when you go under the train trestle and you see the dragon, you see Gringotts, and you head over into, you know, the Leaky Cauldron, you head over to Three Broomsticks, going into Hogsmeade, seeing the Hogwarts Express. One of the coolest experiences is, and it's kind of benign, but when you take the train back from Hogsmeade into King's Cross and you're in London, it's such a weird feeling. It's like, and it just seems so natural. But then you look around, it's like, wait a minute, this is like actual London.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that was a lot of fun. Team members were great. The food was great. I mean, just yeah. So, going to Universal was fantastic.
So do you want to kind of go over like some of the history of the trip and who you went with and maybe kind of go day by day a little bit and we can interject and talk about, you know, what you did or what we liked or our thoughts also?
Oh, sure. And actually I can thank you guys for kind of keeping my interest piqued in going to Universal over the lonely decade and a half. Mm-hmm. Since I went and then started planning this
you
trip.
You hear that, Universal PR? You hear that?
That's right. Give these guys press credential.
I'll make sure to send that to our contact.
Absolutely. and really, you know, part of the other genesis was that I knew with the amount of thrill attractions that I wanted my daughter to be tall enough to ride them. And that's kind of the first piece of advice that I tell people. Oh, I'm thinking of taking my kids Universal or taking my kids to, you know, Great Adventure, which is my local park. I'm like, how tall are they and how much do they like thrill rides? and it's not a bad thing. It's just that's the focus of the parks. Mm-hmm. Or if you like to get wet, Mike.
How's the picture?
Right. So you know, getting my daughter, she's a coaster junkie. She goes on Nitro and she loves El Toro. And we have gotten in the line for King to Ka five times. It's broken down every single time. So she hasn't ridden it yet. But maybe this winter. They open up for Christmas time. But anyway, I digress. So always wanted to go down to Universal when she gets tall enough. Kind of the carrot that we dangled in front of her was, if you read the Harry Potter books, we will take you to the Harry Potter theme parks. So she did read them. As she was getting to the beginning of The Half-Blood Prince is when Volcano Bay started to take shape. And that's where me, myself, I am a huge water park fan. I love water parks. And I said, all right, I need to set the vacation that we go down for when this thing is open and give it a little bit of time to work out some of the kinks. They worked out some of the kinks, not all of them.
tease for a little bit later.
Oh, yeah, more on that later. But, you know, when they announced Volcano Bay, when, you know, Cabana Bay opened, you guys were raving about that. And I'm like, all right, I know where I want to stay. When they said that when you stay at Cabana Bay, you get like a special entrance, I'm like, oh, I'm in there. Then they had the Volcano Bay Tower with the suite. And I'm like, oh, perfect. Because my parents said they wanted to go down and witness my daughter when she goes into the Wizarding World for the first time. They did that with their grandson, my nephew, and they really just got a kick out of that. So ever since we decided to go on this trip, my daughter's been getting – she's been getting her robes, and she has an owl, and she got her – she's a Gryffindor.
Just about to ask that.
Yeah. Everybody else in my family is a Puff.
Yeah! Woo! Hufflepuff for life.
My wife, my parents, my sister's a Ravenclaw, and I'm the lone Slytherin.
Okay, Sean.
Yeah. But, so, you know, and of course, I forgot my scarf, so I was just annoyed the whole time. That I
didn't sell them there.
But – I bought a lanyard.
Okay.
I wasn't going to spend
it. That's acceptable.
Much more practical for
Yes. I got the lanyard.
Much more practical for Universal, too.
It actually worked out pretty good, especially with the super strength of the closure they had, the Ziploc. Holy cow, the thing becomes waterproof. So we set the time. It really was based on, you know, a few months after Volcano Bay opened and the Cabana Bay Towers opened up. I definitely wanted to go during the summer before my daughter started school, but after Nick went back to school, sorry, Nick.
Yep.
Nothing personal, but, you know, crowds are way down when South goes back and the North is not.
Yep.
Airfare was not cheap. That sucked, but, you know, it is what it is. Especially when my options are limited to Newark or Philly for the most part, unless I wanted to drive. But, we got the 2-bedroom suite at the Cabana Bay, Volcano Bay view. And that room was amazing.
Is that the
first
one with
of all,
the 2 bedrooms?
Yes.
Oh,
so there's one bedroom with a king size bed, and then there's another bedroom with 2 double beds.
Nice.
And it has 2 bathrooms, and the second bathroom is a split. So the shower, the tub showers in one, and the toilet's in the other, which is nice. It does have a living room with like a sectional. I think there's a pullout section too, so you can sleep somebody there. There's kind of a kitchenette area. It does have a fridge. It's got a safe. It's got a very small closet. It's got very few drawers. I'd say really the only thing that I would say is a drawback is there's nearly no place to store anything. When it comes to drawers or, you know, if you got a lot of clothes you want to hang up, robes, whatever, there's not a lot of places for that. But the view was fantastic. I mean, we were literally essentially hanging over where the bar is to the, you know, if you're looking at the volcano to the right. Our room was nearly closer than the front entrance.
Nice.
So great view. It was really awesome. It was brand new. I mean, you could smell how new it was, which was great. Very accessible. It's one of the things my mom has mobility issues. So we had an ECV for her. And if there's one thing I can say for the entire Universal Resort property, every hotel, every theme park, very easy for her to get in and out of. And it never felt like, you know, sometimes they build a ramp like 400 yards to the side. So we're going to go all the way over there and then come all the way back. And everything was just really well done for that. The garden pathway over the highway to get to Sapphire Falls, where we caught the boat a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy to get to. Love that walkway. We did walk to the park one morning and took the boat most of the rest of the time. I did rent a car just because it was easy, and it was easy to get there. It was easy to get back. So day by day, we flew down on a Friday, really didn't have any plans, but I did have the 3-park hoppers just for flexibility.
Mm-hmm.
Had Antojitos reservations.
There we go.
Oh, man, that place is fantastic. And when I tell you what time, we basically had the restaurant to ourselves, 5 o'clock.
Yeah, dead.
Yeah, perfectly dead. Everything was dead. Like, we were walking through City Walk, and I'm like, is it closed?
Nope.
But, you know, everybody's still at the parks, which is great. We went in there, got the tableside guacamole. I could see that place really jump at night, you know, particularly if they've got a band going on.
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys said you were up on the balcony once, if I remember correctly.
I wasn't, unless they were without me.
No.
I've never sat up top.
Mm-mm. And to be honest, I don't know how well it actually does. I don't know.
No?
I don't think it does that great.
Mm-hmm. What, upstairs?
I would go.
Or what?
Oh, just in general.
I don't think Antojitos does that great anymore. I think it was like...
Yeah, I think it
does. When it first opened, it was kind of hopping. I mean, I'm sure it does fine, but I don't think it's like going crazy.
It doesn't have much of a weight normally.
It's not toothsome.
Well, yeah. And we will get to that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That place was great. But, it was good food, hot, fresh, fast, when we wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
We got the guacamole, got the salsa. I'm pretty sure I got some manner of fajita. Had a nice beer there. The decor is great. We just had a nice time. And then after that, we went into IOA because my daughter, as she saw Hulk, she's like, I got to ride that.
Mm.
So we went over there. I rode Hulk with her, which was fun. did not like leaving the cell phone in the locker. That is so annoying. That's not news to anybody here, but it really made it tough when my wife's like, text me when you get off the ride. And I said, I will text you when I get back to my phone, because she wasn't going to ride it.
And that's why I'm perfectly fine with all the coasters going away that require that, because it's not fun.
No, it's not. But the queue is fun. I could tell the difference from before. And that coaster is just merciless. I love it. It's great. Road Spider-Man, my dad joined us for that. It's really funny going through the queue for that and seeing the old computers. That cracks me up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like, wow, they not even tried to update it, which is fine. It doesn't need to be.
It's timeless. Mm-mm.
It is. It's a timeless, like, oh, my God, look at this disk drive. Look at this. It was great.
Yeah, you just look at the painted zip drives.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. You know, and, the new 3D effects were good. My wife really kind of freaked out at Doc Ock a little bit, which was fun. So it's always fun when she gets caught up in the 3D like that. Mm-hmm. And then at that time, we headed back to the room because the next day was going to be our Potter Sunday.
Woo!
I had planned for the entire day to be Potter, with starting off in Diagon Alley, and Meg had sent over, and our friend Megadiz13 on Twitter sent over kind of the first year's tour. You know, we didn't have to get robes because she already had them, but, you know, go over to Ollivander's, or go first to Gringotts, get your gold.
Yeah.
Then go to Ollivander's, get your wand, get the robes, grab something to eat, get on the train, go over to Hogsmeade, and then ride Forbidden Journey. That plan was waylaid a bit because Hogwarts Express was down all day.
Oh. All day?
All day.
What?
Which was a big bummer. But got our photo op with the night bus. That was fun. Went through the wall. You know, couldn't go through King's Cross the way that, you know, kind of supposed to afterwards. But again, like I said, you know, seeing that vista. My mom told me later, she said, I saw 7-year-old you. Which was neat. I think, you know, she said she wanted to go to see my daughter. I think she kind of wanted to go see me too. So that was a lot of fun. I loved it. I mean, the place is so detailed. I'm taking pictures of the owlry with the freaking guano hanging off of it. You know, all of the detail that went into it. I can't say enough of how much I enjoyed regular butterbeer over any other version.
That's the correct choice. That's the correct choice, in my opinion.
My wife had
How many varieties did you try, though?
I had frozen, I had ice cream, and I had regular. I did not try clotted. I did not try fudge. Meg told me that fudge would make my face fall off.
Yeah, fudge is...
The ice fudge cream is so bad.
Yeah, and I remember Mike telling me about the ice cream, and they didn't serve hot. I probably would have liked hot. But
it is good.
I was not going to have that when it was 94.
It's like lukewarm, is a better way to put it. It's like a nice kind of mild cocoa, but instead of cocoa, it's butterscotch.
It's butterscotch. I like that kind of stuff.
I was also there when Seth Kabersky discovered the magic of pouring a shot of fire whiskey into the warm butter beer.
Yeah.
And just watching his mind explode, and he's like, oh, this is dangerous. So, good times.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, did not get to have any of the Harry Potter brew, which I was appropriately booed by Joe. On Twitter for that, we had other priorities. It also gives me a reason to go back.
Now here's the real question.
That much.
Did you see any of the shows?
Did not.
You didn't see any of the shows? Oh,
did not.
0 for 2.
I'm telling you.
Not even Celestina.
The guy who had a whole day dedicated to Harry Potter.
I know.
Well done, sir.
I can tell you that the day started off with the line for Gringotts, and it broke down.
Oh, man.
So after 10 minutes, we left that line. Got in line for Ollivander's, but my daughter was chosen.
Cool.
Which was a lot of fun.
How great is Ollivander's, though?
Like, Ollivander's is fantastic.
Like that whole pre-show area, and then walking there, and the actual show, it's really one of the best things in Orlando, in my opinion.
It's one of those things that it's so simple. It's like, well, of course they did this, but a lot of thought had to go into that. It shows.
It also took guts in a way to be like, no, we're going to have 30 people in this room. Instead of being like, No, we're going to do it for an audience of hundreds, you know?
Yes, we're going to file into the auditorium. We're going to have to take every single seat. You're going to have to move to the end. No.
You see, it was... Weasleys put the achievement on the on the room, so it's much larger on the inside now. No, yeah, no, it's intimate. It's just like the movie.
Yeah, no, I really like that. And, you know, when the wand actually chose her, you know, when the light turns on and the music swells and the fan underneath the desk mm-hmm. kicks up so her hair's blowing back, I mean, that was all really, really, really neat. And then, of course, we bought it.
Of course.
And that really unlocked, you know, as you guys know, and I'm sure most of the people listening, that made for touring around Diagon and later yeah. Hogsmeade a lot more fun without having to ride anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
There also weren't a ton of people. I mean, it was busy. Don't get me wrong. It was definitely busier than any other section of the park, except for around Minions. But there weren't the lines that I've heard of, like, you know, 5, 6, 7 people waiting to do the spell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was maybe 1 or 2, which was great because you didn't see it 5, 6, 7 times before you did it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we probably spent a good hour and a half with Meg as our tour guide because that's where she met up with us right after we got out of the ceremony.
Can't do any better.
No, cannot do any better.
Except for me, because I'd make you go see the shows, but that's just, you know.
Every time, no, seriously, because, like, every time we did something, like, Gringotts opened, so we went and wrote it. Meg wrote it with us, and then we got out, and the show was just ending. Mm-hmm. Like, Celestina was just ending. I don't think we ever, I think my mom saw the puppet show.
Well, your mom's a better person than you.
Well, she didn't write any of the rides.
Yeah.
But, you know, it definitely is an immersive land, speaking of Diagon. When we did finally go over to Hogsmeade, that was the day of the eclipse. So, of course, everybody was there mm-hmm. watching the eclipse, not doing anything but just standing.
Great to ride stuff, right?
It actually was. We got in and through for Forbidden Journey in, I want to say, about 25 minutes.
That's not bad. That's pretty good.
No, yeah. That was a lot of fun. And you know, the queue was not boring.
No.
So that was a lot of fun in there.
One of the things I want to ask is, you mentioned it before, the wands. What was your favorite wand stations?
Probably, you know, honestly, and it's one of the ones that probably was one of the first ones built. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the last ones that my daughter did. But it was the one where the pixie is in the pot.
Mm-hmm.
It's like as soon as you enter Hogsmeade, mm-hmm. and it's like right on the left.
Huh.
That was
it the hopping pot? No, I can't remember.
I know which one you're talking about, but no, that one wasn't.
Because water pours into it. Water pours into it, yeah. And then when you do the spell and it turns, and then the pixie's in there.
That one actually was built right at. That one was built and opened right when Diagon Alley opened. They actually added a bunch. Hogsmeade didn't have any of that until Diagon Alley opened.
Oh, that makes sense.
So what happened was they actually retrofitted a bunch of those effects into Hogsmeade.
Yeah.
And there was this weird time when all the, like, Orlando bloggers knew. So what they did was they bought the wands that because they did, like, a cutoff. Like, it was sometime in, like, late May where they mm-hmm. started selling the new wands.
Mm-hmm.
And so they bought the new wands, and they would go around seeing when the effects were turned on. And, like, one day they were turned on, and they filmed them all in Hogsmeade. It was, like, in, like, early June or something. Or mid-June.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, the ones where you turn the light on, we were never there at night. That mm-hmm. was another thing that was kind of that was an overall theme for our entire trip. We really weren't in any theme park at night.
Mm-hmm.
So turning on the lamps kind of loses its effect. You know, when you're in Nocturne, that's a completely different story. That was really neat in there. And it was great to have that air conditioning.
Yeah.
And going into, what's the name of the store? With the Borgin and Burks, going in there, hearing and feeling the bird and the cover in the vanishing cabinet. Yeah, I was going to say covered, yeah. It's not a covered cabinet. That was neat. You know, seeing some of the replica props that they have in there that, nope. But I'll buy a lot of things, but I'm not doing that. But yeah, I mean, it just the amount of detail and attention to detail in all of Diagon and in Hogsmeade is great.
Mm-hmm. So, do you want to talk a little bit about a little bit? Blah, 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 blah. You see, this is what happens when I have one beer. I'm a lightweight now, mm-hmm. guys. What do you want to talk about the ride? Some what your thoughts are on Gringotts and Forbidden Journey?
Yes, Loved Gringotts. I actually think I liked Forbidden Journey a little bit more, even though it had freaking spiders and the spiders went on forever.
Forbidden Journey's
Yeah, I mean, the ride systems are great. Meg told me, I guess, one of the effects didn't work, but I couldn't tell. I guess you're supposed to fall, and it actually moves down, and it never moved down the track.
Wait, what?
Oh, the,
there's the section where you tilt.
The tracks wasn't moving.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't move. It's supposed to, like, move down.
I'm taking a guess that may have been what caused the issue when they broke down the ride earlier.
So probably.
They probably turned it off. Yeah, the track is actually a motion platform, and then it locks back into place, and you go forward. So that's how the ride system
works. Oh, in the troll scene?
Yes.
Okay, I was like, I think the first tilt has to, because otherwise you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, otherwise it doesn't move.
It was a really thrilling ride, Mike. It was really thrilling. Many died. But, you know, Polly survived.
Yes. Yeah, me and my party made it through fine. But, you know, it really was immersive. The way that they time the motion of the vehicle with the things that are going on is fantastic. I did find it kind of funny that Bellatrix and Voldemort show up and they basically scream at you, "Where's Harry?" And it's like, how were we supposed to know? Whatever. But, you know, the fire effect was cool. The Gringotts, the queue is fantastic, of course. Everybody's seen the photos. Got some nice pictures of the goblins while the ride was broke down. And we were just standing in the queue for a bit. But, just the way for Forbidden Journey, like I said, when you go in the portrait gallery and they're sniping at each other, that's fun. The way that they have the effects of the big three talking to you, and you know how they've got the enchanted bench, and you can witness the Quidditch. Loved the part with the dragon for Forbidden Journey. I think that was probably my favorite part. My daughter said she liked the Dementors part, which was kind of interesting.
When I first rode that was my white knuckle part. That was horrific. That was terrible
for me. I needed Aragog and his friends to leave.
There's also the water spritzers there, which is not my favorite.
Yeah, that's right. It's bit, and my daughter immediately looks over, like we're mid-ride. She looks at me and she goes, "You got spit on by the spider." I'm like, oh.
It's not a universal ride until it tries to bake you, get you wet, and steal your soul.
That's exactly right. So, those two rides were great. Definitely riding the Hogwarts Express in between the two. I think theme parks need to do that more often. Mm-hmm. It kind of is a no-brainer to kind of force you to get the upcharge for the hopper. But, you know, tell me Disney couldn't make money if they turned the monorail or something like it into an attraction that took you between two lands that are themed together.
Or B&M Hyper. Yeah, I mean,
or, yes, B&M Hyper's everywhere. That would be awesome. How you doing, Lane? It definitely makes sense for that. It fits into the theme, and Hermione is not that bad. Okay, yeah.
No, she's that bad. She's that bad.
Yeah, she's that bad.
She's like Patty and Selma in The Simpsons. Like, so.
And unfortunately, because it was broke down, we only got to ride it one way. We only took it from Hogsmeade to London. We didn't get to ride it back.
You're kidding me. Did you at least go through the wall? 9 3/4?
No, didn't get to go through. Well, I mean, we got to go through the, you know, and get the wall sound effect going into Diagon, but we did not get the platform 9 3/4.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you need to do that next time.
Yeah. Yeah, so
well,
there's lots of
reason.
Things.
Another reason for you to come back.
Lots of things left undone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See the shows, drink the beers, do horror nights, go through platform 9 3/4. Plenty of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Eat. I mean, all we had was butterbeer. I didn't even get any fireworks.
Oh, man.
I know.
He had a whole day.
Well, it was kind of
butter.
It was kind of waylaid when you can't get from one bark to the other, and part of your group is in an ECV.
Mm-hmm. And it's Florida in the summer.
And it's Florida in the summer.
And your mom's
not as bad as
melting.
Chris Wakefield going to DCA and not riding Guardians.
Well, no, that makes no sense.
Well, isn't that
it's
when
over
it opened,
five
though?
Minutes? Wakefield's not riding.
Well, that also makes no sense. If I'm going all the way to Disneyland.
We're going to Club 33 and only getting a drink.
Yeah, no. That one is a bigger... Where did he eat beforehand? Because he went somewhere beforehand to eat.
Pre-games for Club 33?
It's the most Wakefield thing you can do.
It's like saying, yeah, I went to Earl of Sandwich beforehand, and then we went to Club 33, and I just got a drink. I'm not that hungry. Like, don't you want an appetizer, sir? Maybe like a real small appetizer, a moosh boosh? No, I had some, you know, I had some Toy Story Pizza Planet pizza. Super good.
The pizza Rizzo first.
Yeah.
I went to the Corn Dog Castle.
Yeah, you know.
That's brutal.
Again, that's mine right there. That's mine. Go to DCA, don't ride Guardians. Guess what? They still got a bunch of other good rides.
That's brutal.
Having a friend with a probably $20,000 a year pass to get you to Club 33 and not eating, man, you might as well slap him in the face, right?
Was he afraid of the food prices?
I have no idea.
But just I got one of the free appetizers.
He got a coaster.
Goes in the bathroom and gets a mint.
I'm gonna have to tell Bergen about this just so he can like listen.
Oh, he'll know. He already knows.
Oh no.
No, I'm saying listen to our us yelling.
The signal
at him
just
about
went
it.
Off.
Oh, that is amazing. Oh, but anyway. I can say that the night was capped by going to Tootsum.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh, that, you know, we went back. It was getting hot. We went back to Cabana Bay. Got Paulie, some tubes. Floated in the Lazy River.
I need you to sell me on going to Tootsum. Because I haven't been yet. I'm going next week. I am a party of one, so I can probably sit at the bar. Yep. Why should I go to Tootsum? Also remember, I am lactose intolerant.
Okay. Well, they make everything that they sell on premises. So you do not have to get ice cream. You can get some other things, the various sundries. They had like giant chocolate-covered strawberries. And they were, you know, fresh dipped. And you basically have to eat everything that day because there's no preservatives. Mm-hmm. So... one of those things. There's no, it's really made fresh. Mm-hmm. I can't say that there's no like artificial dyes or anything like that because I saw a lot of things that were pink and green, and I'm not sure how they're dyed that color. But yeah, it's all very natural, made when you order it. You know, I had heard a couple people say that like the service is slow. It's not slow if you consider that they're making everything fresh when you order it. Mm-hmm. If you are not lactose intolerant, the milkshakes are fantastic. My daughter got one in the cup in the keepsake mug. It's the triple chocolate with a brownie on top. It took her about an hour and a half to drink it because it's just so rich. Like she couldn't, you know, it's like, oh, so rich. I had the chocolate stout.
Mm-hmm. How was that?
Very good. Oh, it's fantastic. Very, very, it's funny. It had the chocolate aftertaste, but not unpleasant. Okay. Like it wasn't like a lot of those chocolate stouts where it hits you immediately, and it tasted like dark chocolate, so it was very, very nice. I got the burger called There Might Be Bacon.
Oh yes, the one with the pork belly and the bacon.
Yes, pork belly bacon, and I think it had like a bacon like relish on top too.
Yeesh.
So good. I got truffle fries, Parmesan truffle fries.
The fries are good.
Oh man! So if you're a fry connoisseur, definitely go there for that. The portions are large but not outrageous, so you don't feel like you're getting. You know, it's not like going to a Cheesecake Factory where you get something and you feel like okay, half of this stuff's going to get thrown away. Until you get to the desserts, those things are insane. My dad got one. It was like a cookies and cream, and it had like three ice cream sandwiches in it. And my wife got another one that had two eclairs and a cream puff. And and those were two desserts. Mm-hmm. And so we split that between the five of us, and we only were able to finish maybe half of both. So good. The ambiance is great. It's like a steampunk Willy Wonka type vibe. Mm-hmm. And there is a large, bustled woman that is Dr. Professor Tootsum.
Penelope Tootsum, sir.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Dr. Professor Penelope Tootsum.
If you're going to be on brand, you got to go all the way on brand.
Got it. And she walks around. She's completely in character. She's the like, well, she spoke with our table for about maybe 4 or 5 minutes, which was really good. You know, very, very interactive, very engaging. We didn't get a chance to talk with a robot, but later we saw the robot walking around too. And it's just a fun atmosphere, and the food is fantastic, and we were still full the next morning.
Wow.
And it's not expensive.
It is not expensive. And honestly, I remember looking at the menu, and, you know, like I said, you know, like I got the burger, and the burger was not $24.95.
Yeah.
You know, it was very, very good, and the portions were normal, and the prices were, for theme parks, very reasonable. Yeah, so I think you'd like it, Joe.
Cool. I think you sold me on
that chocolate stout. That chocolate stout. Start with that.
So my two things I want to do this trip is Toothsome, and I also want to try Cask and Lager at the Orlando airport. Because I'm flying in Southwest, and that's the Southwest terminal. So I got to try that out a little bit. And that place has crazy prices. Anyway, sorry. Do you want to continue?
No, that's fine.
So that was
the end of Sunday. So now we're into Monday, and Monday morning we planned the Volcano Bay Day. At least in the morning. We kind of had the idea that we were going to fit in Volcano Bay as it happened. You know, we just kind of wanted to leave it open for weather, you know, figuring, oh, it's Florida in the summer. It's going to rain every afternoon. Maybe head over to Volcano Bay after it rains. Because I've seen, like, the Tim Tracker on there. It rains, the park empties out, and they don't come back.
Yep.
It didn't rain our entire trip until the last day. And we were and we weren't even at Universal anymore. So that plan got blown out. However, staying at Cabana Bay, we got into Volcano Bay at 7:30 in the morning, which was awesome. Except for we didn't have a plan on where to meet my parents when they arrived. So my mom walked over. Now, again, she's in an ECV, so the walkover took a bit for her. And while they do sell pouches you can keep your cell phones in, you can only take them in the two rivers and the wave pool. You can't take it on any of the slides.
Yeah.
So again, no communication because the phone is back in the locker.
Yeah.
So, you know, we and that was really our own fault. You know, when we went back, we kind of corrected those things. We had a set place to meet and that kind of thing. But in the first hour and a half of our advantage, when there was nobody in the park, we basically rode the Fierce River once, the Lazy River once, and one slide.
Okay.
Tapu-Tapu. Great idea in theory.
But is it Crapu-Crapu?
Very nice. It is Crapu-Crapu. Was never able to get, even though I had everything set up in the app, had the credit card synced, had the park ticket, had the all that stuff, could not get the Tapu Tapu to work to pay. So if I wanted to grab a drink, which the drinks are really good and actually fairly reasonably priced at one of the two bars that are in Volcano Bay, you know, and they have the same thing at Cabana Bay where you get the keepsake collectible kind of plastic. And the first drink is 13 and the next drink is 10.
Yeah.
That I think that's a good deal. I mean, you know, a lot of people might be like, 10 bucks for a drink? Well, it could be 18.
Yeah, that's those mugs, those cups are the old Halloween Horror Nights Blinky cups.
Yeah.
Same design, and that's kind of the same thing they do at Halloween Horror Nights. You buy the mug, or you buy the Blinky cup, and then you get refills for cheap. So
yeah, then you
get
to haul the cup around all night long.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, if you can hook it up to your lanyard somehow, that might be the move.
Clearly.
But, you know, definitely like that. The other thing I will tell you in advance, if you do get a drink at Volcano Bay, it's one per person, and they have to get it themselves.
Oh.
Huh.
So there is no getting a drink for your lovely bride and bringing it back. She's got to come up and get it for herself.
Get your own drink.
It's not very relaxing.
So. So, you know, that's but I guess I can understand it. If you did the two per and then you got the same person going up and they're not bringing it back for anyone else. Yeah, that combined with some water. Although it's funny, they don't have that rule over at Cabana Bay and you can just fall headfirst into the river.
Yep.
How did the ride reservations work? Do they work at all?
Ride reservations? They did work. What was disappointing is both times that we walked into Volcano Bay, we were unable to ride Krakatau, which was the one thing we really wanted to ride because it was the family thing and everyone could ride it.
Mm-hmm.
When we went in for early entry, it wasn't running yet, which was annoying. But everything else was a ride now, so that's how we got onto one of the slides. We probably waited about 10 minutes for one of the rides all the way at the back.
Mm-hmm.
And then met up with my parents, and then we got a Tapu Tapu time for one of the other slides that was towards the back. And, you know, my mom kind of hung out by the wave pool, which she liked, you know, shade of the palm tree. I really wish they would remove about 20% of the chairs they have at Volcano Bay.
Okay.
Trying to get around in there near the wave pool is next to impossible because no one keeps the chairs where they are. So, you know, it's they put them very close together anyway, but then when people start making semicircles and hemispheres and tent cities and it's just terrible. So trying to get back to our own chairs where we had our towels, we had to take a different route every time. But, you know, it things you learn. We ended up finding that getting a seat by the Fierce River was probably the best move that we did. We did that on the second day we went to Volcano Bay.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a little island of sand that juts out into the Fierce River. And there's nobody there because it's not near anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we put our stuff by the chairs and we had our towels and we had our central place. And the food is good at Volcano Bay. Unfortunately, I went after they did the great menu purge.
Well,
so
yeah,
but then they brought some of it back. So when we went, we all ended up with the pizzas, which were big actually, and again fairly reasonably priced for what you got.
Mm-hmm.
Ample seating for that, not a problem. But yeah, I mean, with the Tapu Tapu, like I said, the second time we went back to Volcano Bay was our last day, which was the Tuesday, day after the eclipse, so it was the 22nd. We got into Volcano Bay around 12:30, I want to say, maybe a little bit earlier. The place was packed. Krakatau had a 190-minute wait.
Jeez.
Not going to do that. So we went over to the, I think it was Moana ride slide, which was funny because it's the slide that was right outside our hotel room.
Is that that has like the two giant walls?
It's the green one next to the blue one. The blue one has the giant walls.
Okay, yeah,
so the green one has, like, funnels that you go down into.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
So, you know, we tapped in, and it had listed a 80-minute, which we were going to grab lunch and do some, you know, lazy river action anyway. So that was fine. Turns out it was only 55, I think.
Okay.
So sometimes the times lie, which is fine. We actually found that to be true for most of Universal. I wish they would give you the actual time, but, you know, the longest wait we had that was accurate was Transformers. It said 35 and was actually 30.
I think the best way is if you need to lie about the weights, lie in the correct direction. Overestimate, don't underestimate.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. So, like I said, we tapped in, we got the pleasant surprise. I can say the Tapu Tapu is not stay on your wrist very easily.
Mm-hmm.
I lost one of mine. Luckily, I didn't have a reservation on it. And also, luckily, I did not have a locker reserved with it. Because that's how you get into your locker, too.
Yep.
So if you lose that, you have to go back to one of the concierge stations and wait in line with the people that are trying to rent a cabana and the people that are trying to rent towels. Until you go up and say, I lost my Tapu Tapu and I'm in a locker. What number is it? I can't remember because the Tapu Tapu is supposed to tell me. Yeah. Luckily, none of that happened to me because my wife had rented the locker.
Good news is they're getting new Tapu Tapus.
That's good.
They're actually replacing the whole fleet because they realize how bad the design is. So
bad news is they're still doing Tapu Tapu.
Good news is bad news.
Yes. Again, in theory, it's a good idea. I love the idea of having it so that you can have it and you don't have to have your credit card or anything like that.
I mean, communism works in theory too, but...
Sure. But, you know, it just combined with it didn't stay on the wrist very easily, couldn't get it to work with the credit card or the Universal app. I got to say, the Universal app worked very well.
Yeah.
But, with giving you the wait times and, you know, directions and all that other stuff, that was neat. And being able to search for things, again, tying your credit card into that was easy. It was a little awkward, and I knew that going in, with the room key being different from the park ticket, just because you had to carry two things around.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a small point, but when you're used to going to Disney forever And when Magic Your Way, Key to the King, Key to the World cards came on board in like the 90s.
Yep.
It's like, come on.
Well, and now Magic Bands.
I would say don't. They're working to fix that situation right now. It's I hopefully they end up with a Keys to the Kingdom solution and not a Magic Band solution. But I think it's a little too late. But what have you not? So
yeah. Well, I mean it. Again, I had the lanyard again, Slytherin. Mm-hmm. But I strategically faced my park ticket out so it could just mm-hmm. be scanned, and then on the other side I had the room key.
Yep.
So it ended up being okay, but it's not.
It's perfect. Clunky.
It is clunky.
Yes.
It's okay. It's not great, but it's okay. Had a great time. Our last day, Well, the last day on the 22nd, we got up early and decided to go into Islands of Adventure. Mm-hmm. We actually got in there, and everybody, of course, is going to Hogsmeade, so we went to Jurassic Park.
Mm-hmm.
Rode Jurassic Park, and then went on Kong. Yes.
So?
Kong was fantastic. My daughter did not see the scare actor in the queue, but I did. So that was fun.
So you got to experience a little about Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah, a little bit. She started freaking out when the worm thing in the queue started to move. So that was fun.
How'd you like the witch doctor in there?
Yeah, the witch doctor was a little freaky. All the skulls were cool. When they started chanting Kong as you go into the ride, the show building, that was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember which driver we got. I can't even make it up. I want to say his name was like Ace or something like that. But he was funny. Mm-hmm. The way that they made you go from left to right in the main show area mm-hmm. was really cool. You know, with you get the dinosaurs and the truck tipping and all that. I mean, that ride is really well done. I enjoyed Kong. I don't know why people were complaining. The AA is fantastic. Puppet, whatever you want to call it at the end. It's a great ride. It's just a fun ride.
Mm-hmm.
And it's impossible to get on.
not for us. I think it was literally how long does it take to walk the queue? Okay.
Oh,
how many in your party?
Lucky dog.
Well, cause again, it was because it had just opened and everybody was going over to Hogsmeade.
Yeah. I've tried that many times and failed.
Yeah.
Cause it's usually broke down. I guess that's not usually the problem is that it breaks
down
in the morning. Yeah.
Those ride vehicles still need help. It's still kind of weird.
Maybe it's better now, though. Maybe this trip we'll be able to ride it more. I don't know.
Maybe they'll have all the vehicles on the track.
Yeah.
Well, it was working for us. It was good.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
Cool.
And then we didn't do any of the water rides. My daughter was begging to go on Ripsaw Falls.
We did Jurassic Park. That's a water ride.
We did Jurassic Park. We got a little bit wet. But Ripsaw Falls is a different animal. Completely. We had ridden that before. It's a lot of fun. Did not feel like getting that wet again.
I understand.
So, you know, we rode those two, and then we went over to Studios,
mm-hmm.
and we rode Simpsons. We rode Men in Black.
Good choice.
And my dad headed back because he and my mom were leaving this mm-hmm. day, so he headed back just to make sure that everything was packed and out of the room. And then my daughter and I went on Transformers,
mm-hmm.
and we ate Fast Food Boulevard. I had a Flaming Moe,
yes.
which was awesome. Had a Krusty Burger, which was meh.
Yeah.
pretty angry.
Yeah. had a Duff, which was, again, Budweiser, but whatever. It's Duff.
It's better than Budweiser. Yeah.
Okay, it's Budweiser at the brewery tour.
It's a really good kind of style. But yeah, no, okay. Yeah. We'll continue. Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
And I got regular Duff, and then I get the dry or the Duff Light, I think,
mm-hmm.
Of the three. But, you know, just having it at Duff Gardens was fun. We were tempted to get the donut, but
yes.
we were so full. And we were going over to Volcano Bay for lunch. This was our second day. So, okay, follow with me. We woke up at Cabana Bay, went to Islands of Adventure, went to Universal Studios, then went to Volcano Bay, mm-hmm. had lunch. Got back in the car, and we were telling my daughter, okay, we're going to head over to our hotel. And she's like, where are we going? I said, I'm not going to tell you. Then we drive under the Disney Arch.
Ba-ba-ba.
Because we were staying at the new Wilderness Lodge, Copper Creek, DVC
Ding!
Villas.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
And she started freaking out. It was great. I would have tried to keep it secret from my wife, but once I had gotten the room for the DVC, mm-hmm. the initial part of the trip was to do other Central Florida things. We were going to do Busch Gardens. We were going to do Oops. Legoland. We were going to do
SeaWorld.
We were going to do SeaWorld.
The Taco Bell and iDrive.
Yeah, we're going to do the I.
The world's largest entertainment McDonald's.
We were going to do Madame Tussauds for half
don't
the day.
Hate all that.
Titanic Experience. Wonderworks.
Wonderworks. Yes.
Wonderworks.
Wow. Mangoes.
Oh, the pirate mini golf.
We're going
to
stay at that.
To that tin roof place? Is that still there?
That's still there. Just they don't give free meals anymore, so no one covers
them. Oh, man. We're going to stay at that. What was that? The Holiday Inn at the end of the airport?
Yeah. Oh,
that Len Testa stayed at.
What was the Purple Castle thing?
Yes! Magic Castle. Castle. But no, stayed at Disney. So, and this is where it's funny because now the comparisons can start, right? Mm-hmm. So we had gotten our Magic Bands. Of course, they arrived ahead of time. And lo and behold, I checked in on the app and the room was ready, was supposed to be ready at 4, was ready at 11:30 mm-hmm. in the morning. So, you know, we're at Cabana. This is like the ridiculousness of luxury. We're at like Universal Studios and I'm getting the text alert saying my room is ready over at Wilderness Lodge. So that's nice to know. So we get in, of course, you got to go through the Magic Kingdom parking thing. And I say, we're staying at Wilderness Lodge, which is okay. It's up there. Drive in. Don't have to go to the front desk. Just bring, you know, we get the room number and the Magic Band opens the door. So that nice. Already, it works. Had a Fast Pass Plus reservation for the Navi River Journey, so drove over to Animal Kingdom. This is the first time I've driven on property.
Really?
Every other time we take Magical Express. It is a thing.
Did you die?
It's a time-saving thing. Yeah. No, did not die.
Good.
So that was good.
That's always a very real possibility, driving on the roads in Walt Disney World.
Man, the roads are screwed up, but they're getting there.
Going to Disney Springs is a nightmare. And Port Orleans and everything.
Parking at Lime wasn't bad. That was the other thing we did. We did go to Jock Lindsay's and to Raglan Road our last night with my parents. So I was able to get the cool-headed monkey mug. So I got that at home right now looking at me. But yeah, went over, went into Pandora, got there, Fast Pass Plus, and guess what? The Magic Bands work there too.
Yeah.
So not only did we get in the room, we got in the theme park, and the Magic Band worked. So that's
two for
that's
two,
awesome.
Better than you seeing the shows at Diagon Alley. So
yeah, there's that. And I got to tell you, better than trying to use the Tapu Tapu to pay for a damn drink.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
So yeah, went there and then we had, reservations at Boma. So went over to Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Good choices.
And then went back for, our, Rivers of Light, which actually is not a bad show.
Nope.
Particularly when
it's a garbage show. It's the tennis. Just kidding.
It's not a bad show. And honestly, it's the only nighttime show that we saw on our trip on the Disney portion. Yeah. Yeah. We didn't see the new Magic Kingdom one. Whatever.
Out, man. That's a good show.
And I've heard that too. It didn't work out that we were going to be in the area at night. But so that day we went, like I said, Cabana Bay, Islands of Adventure, Universal Studios, Volcano Bay, Wilderness Lodge, Animal Kingdom, Animal Kingdom Lodge, back to Animal Kingdom, back to Wilderness Lodge and sleep.
Yeah. Renting a car is fun, isn't it?
Yes. It's great. Yes, it was. But I mean, honestly, I have to say that, you know, doing the compare and contrast, Universal's transportation, because it's compact, mm-hmm. we never waited for a bus. Every time we wanted to get a bus, it was there.
Yep.
That was great. Getting the walking over and taking the boat at any of the resorts was very fast. That was great. The way that you can go like between the parks on the, you know, either the Hogwarts Express or just walking was great. Of course, walking back to Toothsome every time my daughter started taunting us with the chocolate milkshake. So that was fun.
Or walking that like death march in front of the Hard Rock when it's like 12:30 in the afternoon and the sun's beating down on you.
Well, like, there is that is but rough. At night, that sign is really bright. It's almost brighter than the Grill Brew TV.
Yeah.
So was like, ooh, that was something. But yeah, I mean, the transportation Universal was great. You know, driving around Disney, that ended up really well. The Magic Bands worked fantastic. You know, I was able to pay for everything, had the pin set. The way that they have the point of sale thing for that worked. It just worked. I mean, it was really, it was exactly how the system was supposed to happen. And it really made it easy to part me from money.
Yep.
So, you know, the next day I went over to Magic Kingdom again, had fast passes. You know, this trip was all about doing new things. So rode the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. The last time we were there, it was under construction. So that was fun. I'm not going to belabor the point all the things that were, and there's the dog barking. Why are you barking? Luna, hush.
We're leaving this in. This is the great stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, it stays. Kid stays in the picture. But, you know, so we did that. But really, the new things went to over to Tiffin's for lunch.
Thoughts. I want to know your thoughts on Tiffin's.
Tiffin's is – it doesn't seem like it belongs in a theme park.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's a place you forget that you're missing out on riding rides when you're in there.
Cool. That's great to hear.
Like, yeah, like you walk in, the decor is very late model Joe Rohde. It's all about his and the Imagineers' travels. They have like replicas of the Rivers of Light animals up on the wall. They got a lot of native carvings. The food is fantastic. It is very expensive, on the other hand. So, you know, just like the opposite of what we were saying about Toothsome, just as immersive, but in a very different way. But, you know, my wife said actually what she would love is to have a reservation at Tiffin's for just at park close. And if they would let you walk out through Pandora at night, which they would never do, but if they would.
Well, you wouldn't see anything anyways, but that's besides the point.
Nice.
Yeah. But anyway.
So we did Tiffin's lunch because the morning that we did that, we were going to rope drop and do Flight of Passage because it could not get a fast pass at all during our trip. When we got in line, we got there 10 minutes before the park opened and we got in line and the customer said, from this point, it is 3.5 hours.
Yep.
And the queue started towards the arch, Floating Mountain, the arch.
And oh, you were... You were in the little island part across.
No! We were actually in the valley, but we made a right turn and headed out towards Harambe, where we got basically to Harambe and then turned back around and went back into Pandora. I can say they prepared. They had live music playing in the line. Now, this isn't in the queue. This is like the pathway. They had cast members stationed there, you know. But I want to say that we spent about an hour outside of the queue, and then we spent about an hour and 5 minutes in the queue for Flight of Passage.
Okay.
So not terrible. It definitely was not for 3.5 hours. I mean, I think from the time we got in the line to the time that we were off the ride, it was about 2 hours, 20 minutes.
Were they – and can I ask a real quick question? Were they stacking in the queue at all? Or were they using the whole interior queue, or was it a situation?
They were not using the whole interior queue. There definitely were portions that were not opened. Had issues with some of the show, with like one of the screens.
So what?
Because there were periods of time that we would fly, and then there was other times where we would crawl.
Yeah,
that thing was with me.
So my understanding with Flight of Passage right now is that there's four theaters. The four theaters go up and down constantly. And also what I'm hearing is that there's probably AC issues with the queue. So
we didn't run into that.
So for anyone who's ever been to Disneyland after FastPass, it's sort of like how they stack everyone outside of Indiana Jones Adventure, but then you walk through like a completely empty queue because they're trying to do the FastPass management. It's similar to that from what I'm hearing, but of course I've not been there. All hearsay, but that's kind of where I'm getting. It's like people are like, whoa, look, everyone's waiting outside. It's like, well, it's a 2 hour wait. They're not using the full queue and the ride's going up and down. So it's like, again, it's sort of like saying Gringotts is the most anticipated and best ride ever because and had 7 hour waits because it could get like 600 people through an hour. So it's very much like that right now.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to make an uneducated guess, I'd say they had maybe 20% of the inside queue not open.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, like there were several of those chambers that you could see the switchbacks that weren't in use.
Mm-hmm. I'll be glad, because that cave goes on forever.
Right. Well, and that's what I mean by uneducated guess, because I have no idea how far it goes, like, beyond the corners. But, you know, once we got inside, air conditioned, not a problem. This was the day it actually started to drizzle as we're outside. People started groaning.
But did they leave? Actually,
no, they didn't. But we were able to get inside, and then I guess it poured while we were in there because we came out and everything was soaking wet and steamy. But that ride was worth the wait. I don't know if you guys feel the same way, but I mean, I was blown away by Soarin' 3.0.
Nick, what are your thoughts?
I mean, for your first ride, a couple of hours, I would do it.
Yeah.
I don't think after doing it once, I don't think I would want to wait over. I would probably wait another hour and a half to ride it again. That would probably be my threshold right now. And then I could see that dropping down to like the 40 minute, like normal wait where I normally cut stuff off after another go around with it. But, you know, I've rode it once. And I mean, if it was a couple of hours, I would consider waiting that again. It's a really good ride. I mean, it makes that land. To me, the rest of the land's kind of eh. But
yeah, it's there. It's there. I mean, and I like Avatar, but it's there. Yeah. It's nice. It fits the theme. You don't need to see the movie. It doesn't matter. Nope. But that ride,
it's great.
I think the other thing that helped us, too, is we hadn't ridden anything before the wait. I think if it had been something where we rode safaris or dinosaur and then got in that line, that would be annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, that was great. And then, of course, we came out and we bought my daughter the Banshee.
Well, I mean, we all have our weak spots. I mean,
we have Frederick sitting upstairs.
Yeah, I mean, like in all honesty, though, like looking at the Banshees when they were like priced a little cheaper, I was like, hey, I could possibly see myself getting one of those, maybe. But now that they're like $60, or probably going to go a little higher, it's just like, eh. And I don't know when I'm going to be there next. So,
right,
I get it.
Yeah, but it was a lot of fun.
Did you eat at Satuli Canteen?
Did not. Yeah, it was one of those things that, you know, it like the Universal trip, I wish we had had one more full day at Disney, and I wish we had had a day and a half more at Universal.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely because of the way that we do the water parks, Universal is probably a four-day minimum trip, in my opinion.
Neat.
If the arrival day is early, then, you know, definitely head to the parks. But, you know, because we were doing it so laid back, I definitely would have wanted an additional whole day in order to do some stuff, and particularly to take into account if something's broken down. I mean, my plan of it being all Potter on Sunday is really waylaid when one of the four main attractions is closed.
I mean, in all fairness, though, Hogwarts Express rarely goes down. So when it goes down, it goes down.
It's really like, down.
Yeah, like the train's like on its side or something. I don't know.
Yeah. And Megan said that it had been flighty the day before, too. So I don't know if it was an issue with the screen sync or I don't know what it was. But
ride system.
Yeah.
It's the ride system.
But, you know, it didn't get over to Dragon Challenge to say goodbye. But, you know, I'd ridden that before. And it doesn't duel, so. Eh.
Yeah.
And that when I rode it was dueling dragons. So, you know, I'll hold on to the memory.
You'll always remember the superior queue as dueling dragons.
I'll remember that queue being 65 miles long is what I'll remember that queue being.
But the queue is much cooler looking.
Well, yeah, when you get into kind of that dueling temple, or, you know, that's what I'll call it, you know, like right before you board, that was neat.
Yep.
And the way that if the line was short, they would let you re-ride on the other attraction and not go through the entire queue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was nice.
That was cool.
So how was the Mummy?
Yeah.
I liked it. I had known about the fake ending, you know, for a while, so that didn't surprise me. It surprised my daughter.
Every once in a while, I forget about it. And I'm like, oh.
But what was funny is she picked up on it that a lot of the same kind of tempo is from Spider-Man. And it kind of had the same thing where in Spider-Man, what is it? I guess the levitation ray had made the scientist guy in the control room float And she's like, oh, it's kind of like that. And I was like, oh, you know what? You're not wrong. Mm-hmm. But no, I really like The Mummy. The Mummy was actually a lot more coastery than I was expecting. Mm-hmm. Which, yeah. I mean, it is a coaster, but I wasn't expecting it to be, if that makes sense.
That was one of the complaints with Gringotts when people saw it, is they were expecting something along the lines of The Mummy, except with like giant rock work and stuff. But
yeah,
and that's an issue that Universal had with messaging, was like they were definitely trying to get something more accessible for people yeah. that doesn't make them puke, like Forbidden Journey. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I totally understand. Like Mummy is, I think, in terms of like a themed attraction completely, I think it's better than Rock and Roller Coaster.
I agree with that.
As a package experience.
Yep. Well, even the ride. I mean, you know, Rock and Roller Coaster is some black light flats while you're on, you know, a coaster that does a loop and some corkscrews.
Yeah.
Which is fine. You know, it's not bad, but it's not as immersive as what The Mummy is.
Mm-hmm.
I think it also helped in the order that I wrote it, is I rode Gringotts first and then The Mummy. Mm-hmm. And I rode The Mummy after eating at Finnegan's.
Yeah, so how'd you like Finnegan's, just real quick?
I liked Finnegan's. It was fun. You know, again, Meg was with us. So, you know, she could point out some of her favorites. I had the fish and chips.
Yeah. It's real serviceable.
It's big. Man, yeah. I could not finish that.
No. Oh, the fish and chips, you mean?
No. Yeah.
Yeah. The fish and chips are a good size. The restaurant seems really big until it's Halloween Horror Nights, and it seems very small.
But again, you know, we ate kind of a little bit early.
Yeah.
So, you know, it wasn't busy yet. And we were walking by just as, which show was going on outside? The Construction
Blues Brothers.
Crew.
Blues Brothers. Oh.
Yeah. But, well, Blues Brothers was just starting, and Meg's like, okay. Run away. No, the construction guys are a little bit further.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. So, yeah. So, you know, we were able to miss basically all the shows.
Did you see horror makeup?
Did not see the
Did you ride E.T.?
Did ride E.T.
Okay. Went on okay.
That was the other thing that my daughter wanted to do. And she was not expecting the name. Even though it's you tell the team member your name and get the card.
That's but she completely forgot about that. Right there.
Yeah. So that was fun. You know, that she got to ride E.T. and she enjoyed it. Really, really enjoyed Cat in the Hat for a dark ride. It's long.
Yeah.
Like, it's like 4 minutes long. Yeah.
Did you ride that in 2000 when you...
Yes.
Okay, because they got rid of all the awesome spinning. So now it's kind of like, meh, for me.
Yeah.
But
you know, we rode the Seuss trolley, but we rode that the first night that we went. So we closed the park riding the Seuss trolley.
Nice.
It's good.
It's a thing. We were gonna do Poseidon's Fury, but it was like 45 minutes, and it's
don't do that.
No. We decided to go to Volcano Bay instead.
Much smarter.
Yeah, but you know, Simpsons I think is superior to what they had for Back to the Future.
Interesting.
I was cracking up with the cube, but again, I'm a huge Simpsons fan.
Yeah,
yeah.
So the cue gets me in the mood. Dinosaurs attraction? 300-minute wait.
Let's be very specific, because we just did this with Derek Bergen. You like the entertainment in the queue, not necessarily the queue setup, especially.
No, not the queue setup. Yeah. No, the entertainment.
Yes. Okay, concrete
switchbacks and not that. But you know, the entertainment value of just having the Simpsons, having the constant change, and not feeling repetitive, which was great.
Well, they have they have clips from the show, and then they also have brand new stuff just for the ride.
Right. And, you know, they had the classic, you know, don't drink the water. so that was great. But, I liked what they did from Back to the Future. And then, of course, that little part where the professor goes back and actually causes it to happen with Krusty is just funny with the Dr. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Did you ever listen to the ride spiel for Kratos twirling?
No.
That's really funny.
I mean, we saw it a little bit as we were walking over to grab our Krusty Burger.
When we're done with the show, just pull it up on YouTube just so you can hear like the load and unload spiel is just kind of like generic like woman voice being like, come ride this ride. That will totally not kill you at all. You know, that whole thing. So you need to check it out.
That's awesome.
It's really, really good.
Yeah, I'll check that out. It's also a fun ride.
Yeah. Oh, that's a spinner.
You get some good views, yeah. Man.
It's a good spinner, though.
Yeah.
They're all good spinners, Brent.
No.
Oh, and we got to ride the Filet of the Hippogriff.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. Which is a fun, you know, I'm going to call it a kiddie coaster. I had rode that before when it was the Unicorn, I think.
Yep. Yep. Flying Unicorn.
Yep. So it's no different, but the Buckbeak animatronic is fun. Hagrid's Hut is nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's there.
It's mm-hmm. there.
It's a ride, and it's accessible, and it was a 10-minute wait.
Oh, that's...
so.
Usually that's one of the longest lines in Potter.
Well, it's because everybody...
You got to catch it at the right
riding,
time.
Yeah, and everybody was not riding Forbidden Journey.
Yeah.
Is riding that.
Fair point.
Yeah, but it was good. And grabbed a, get ready, had a pumpkin juice.
Pumpkin juice is great.
Pumpkin
but
juice
even better
is, really
is
good.
Pumpkin fizz.
Pumpkin fizz
didn't
is where
have
that jam's
pumpkin
at.
Fizz.
Pumpkin fizz had is pumpkin juice on tap, so it's carbonated.
Ooh.
It is really good.
That would be good.
Very refreshing.
Good.
So that was good. Lemon squash was very good.
Yes.
Had a gilly water.
It's water.
The mark.
It's a water.
I'm the mark. It is water. But tried to round out the non-alcoholic Potter drinks section. So
mm-hmm.
so that was good.
But without the elixir.
Yeah, didn't get the elixirs. No.
No fishy green ale.
No. I stayed away from the fishy green ale. But to make up for the drink selections, I did go over to Trader Sam's, not once, but twice.
And we gave you awesome ideas of how to spend your life.
Yes, oof. You did, and I took them, and then Joe was, like, getting panicked, because he's like, wait a minute, he's actually doing it. Because the first night I went over there around 10:30, and I closed it at 1.
Nice.
And I had a Krakatoa, a Shrunken Head, and an O-O-A.
And oh, all for himself. That's a Joe Matt right there. If I say
anything. For me, and I'm looking at the glasses right now. So that was fun. And then I liked it so much, I brought my wife back, and she had a pearl and a hippopotami tie.
Oh, don't do that to your wife. Don't give her a pearl.
Well, you know, she wanted to try what it was, and I ended up finishing it.
Actually,
then,
Polly wanted the pearl to put on the shelf.
Yeah. Yes.
The only reason why I got a pearl is because I saw a black pearl in the clamshell, and I'm like,
"Yes,
I want a pearl because there's a black clamshell." And he says, "I don't know what you're talking about. I don't. They're all random." I'm like, "I can see it right there." And he's like, "Okay." So he runs over and puts in the thing. And they make it for me. I'm like, "Yes,
that's awesome." So I got that. I really like the hippopotami tie glass. I didn't realize when it was in there how
do
blue
not
it is.
Put that in your dishwasher.
No, I'm not dishwashing any of these.
Good.
Yeah, why would you?
Not dishwasher safe, the hippopotami tie.
No.
I learned that the wrong way. When I made a Mai Tai in it, I put it on my table, it sheared in half, and my drink went everywhere. And I
Right on the seam? Oh, that's terrible.
Yep. But luckily, Andrew Hyde got me a new one and sent it to me, and I have a new hippopotami tie. So, yay!
Nice.
And you can make them at home.
Yay! Nice. I have all the recipes.
So for the keepsake mugs, adding to the two Flaming Moes and the Butterbeer mugs, I also got two Skipper Canteen metal mugs, which were fun.
Nice. How'd you like Skipper
Canteen? Just the jungle. It's the jungle juice.
I'm just gonna throw this out there. The Flaming Moe glass makes a great paperclip holder for your desk at work.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
I do that at work too.
I didn't think about that, but I am researching where I can get dry ice, so I can make that at home
at a bait shop.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they would have that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I got the chilled monkey brain head from Jack Lindsay's, and then the varied and assorted Cabana Bay, Volcano Bay, and of course the mugs that you get for the drink stations for both Cabana Bay and Wilderness Lodge.
So,
but
I guess one of the things I want to ask is, how did you like Skipper Canteen?
I really like Skipper Canteen. I kind of wish that we had sat in one of the more intimate rooms and not in the giant main room when we first walked in. Yeah. I mean, not that it was bad, but it, you know, it's kind of like if you're in, you know, Mike, if you're in the Adventurers Club and you spend the entire time in the main room when you first walk in.
Yeah. No,
you know,
or upstairs.
Right. Yeah, you don't even go upstairs. You know, you don't go to the library. You don't see the colonel for whatever reason. You know, it's kind of like when I went to the bathroom, I got to see kind of, oh, wow, there are other neat things in here. But, you know, I like the way it's decorated. It's funny. You know, we have friends of ours with last name Schweitzer, so I took all the pictures.
Oh, that's amazing. I love that.
And you know, like, and you know, it actually took them by surprise because I don't think they've ever been to Disney. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like, well, Schweitzer Falls, and there's like the, you know, come to the dance, and there's all this stuff. So
I find it very overpriced.
It was overpriced. It was.
I like that it's accessible because there's nobody ever there, but the offerings are overpriced.
I would definitely, I would go back, but I probably would just go in there for appetizers.
Yeah.
The falafel is really good.
Usually what we get.
Is really good.
Yep.
And you know, the Amstel Light, not Amstel Light. Is that what I got? The beer was nice.
That's the new addition, the drinks.
Yeah. Well, drinks, quote unquote. There's like three beers you can have.
The six pack they bring in every morning.
And for whatever reason, not the Kungaloo Spicedale, right? They don't have that there.
No. You think they'd have that.
Yeah.
No.
So
now it's like Amstel Bud and Bud Light.
Yeah. My next question is, how'd you like Copper Creek?
I really liked it. You know, when I talked about how Cabana Bay had no storage, there was more storage in the master bedroom. We got a one bedroom at Copper Creek. We had enough. We could have stayed there for a month and a half. I mean, it basically was like a Manhattan apartment, themed really nicely. It was brand new. I mean, you could smell the carpet. It's well appointed, full size kitchen, giant jacuzzi tub where like the jets come from below. Had a dual head shower where you could turn it so it was like rain from above. You know, it's one of those things, giant shower. Lots of space, giant TVs. I mean, these things had to be like 68 inches or something like that. But oddly enough, they didn't stock it with the Blu-ray players. So there was like one night that like my daughter just wanted to watch, you know, one of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. So we got the movie and then we go back up to the room and there's no player. So called down, got the player. You know, it just had to wait. So, you know, it's not that big a deal, but it was kind of funny. I think it was just because they hadn't necessarily put them all out yet. Because we literally went down, I think, 2 weeks after it opened. You know, we did go down to check out Geyser Point.
Very nice.
Myself, the location is nice. The bar is nice. I was kind of disillusioned by the food offerings. But again, it's kind of an outdoor kitchen, so I can kind of understand.
It's more of a pool bar.
But hey, the art is good.
It is. I guess I had worked it up into my mind of more like a lounge of thing. And it's not that.
No.
Nope.
Yeah. Talk about talking about lounges real quick. Did you do Swizzle at Cabana Bay?
I did do Swizzle.
It's good.
PBR? I did not get PBR. Did do the Atomic Tonic.
Also good choice.
We did. And then the other pool bar.
Hideaway.
That is over on the other side. Hideaway. Yeah, we did Hideaway twice. We did Atomic Tonic. I did Swizzle. We put those mugs to use. those cups. It was really good. Really good. But yeah, I mean, you know, the other thing I'll say too about Copper Creek is it is not it's not as standoffish as like the other DVC building at the Wilderness Lodge. I'd never stayed at the Wilderness Lodge before, but you know, kind of like Boardwalk, where the Boardwalk Villas go on for a mile and a half towards the studios. These you felt like you were actually in the main hotel room or in the main building rather. It wasn't a walk down, if that makes sense. So, you know, you felt a lot closer to, you know, we didn't go to Whispering Canyon, but if we wanted to, it was just like a couple minutes.
You don't feel annexed.
You don't feel annexed. And, you know, it's funny, too, because all the DVCs are so, you know, huge. But, I mean, you go to Saratoga Springs and it's getting in your car and drive for 5 minutes.
I think Saratoga Springs might be bigger than all of Universal.
You might be right.
Possibly.
You might be right.
It's very large.
But, you know, we loved staying at Wilderness Lodge. I liked being able to get on the boat and go over to, you know, just the only the accessibility of Magic Kingdom, but not only, I will tell you, Mike, the boats woke us up in the morning nicely.
Yes.
That was good. The other thing I will say is the lakeside cabins are far better done at the Wilderness Lodge than they are over at Polynesian.
Yeah.
The ones that are on the waterway, they are like tucked behind an island, so it's not like you see them like you right. do for the Polynesian. And then the ones that stretch the other way towards Fort Wilderness, you really don't see them at all.
Yeah.
You know,
they blend in.
They do blend in. Those things are huge, though. I mean, they're probably about as big as my house, I think, in square footage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so but we didn't really go over there for that. You know, we took advantage of the Hoop-De-Doo musical review.
Nice. Good choice. First time?
My wife and
second time?
No. For me, probably the fifth or sixth time.
Okay.
You know, for my daughter, the second time. The first time we took her when she was like three.
She's just like me. I went when I was like three or four when I was 30. So.
Yep. Yes, and we had table 11, which is right next to the stage, which was perfect.
Cool.
Six Bits was right there in front of us, and Claire de Lune. You know, just really, it's a great show. I love going over there, and again, took the boat. Mm-hmm. We like taking the boat over to the Contemporary to take the monorail to get to Epcot, so we didn't have to drive.
Mm-hmm.
We did, you'll like this, we went to the studios, mm-hmm. because, you know, with FastPass, was able to get some afternoon FastPasses. Toy Story Mania was down.
Oh, so they had like one ride there. Okay, I got it.
So we had a fast pass for all three rides that were running.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, we're Star Wars fans, but you know, when you sit through the movie for Star Wars and then you go and we met Kylo Ren, okay. We happened to happen across Path of the Jedi as that was going on. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Roadstar Tours, which was a lot of fun. I actually like how they incorporated some of the new stuff. I hadn't done the Stormtrooper or Naboo before. So those were new for me.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, it's all right. It's Star Tours. Yeah, it's a thing. And then we managed to miss the March of the First Order. Every time.
You didn't miss anything.
Yeah, no, it's not great. So.
No, I was talking with somebody else. It was Amy Beth Combs. And she's like, how did you miss it? It's like 52 times a day.
Yeah.
It's like, I think it's just continuously happening.
They just march out, then they march back in again.
Yep.
But nope, so we missed that. And like I said, we weren't really any parked for fireworks. I was kind of interested in seeing what the Star Wars fireworks. I was not interested in seeing Fantasmic at all. Yeah. But I was interested in seeing Star Wars.
The projection mapping along with the fireworks, and the lasers, it's all good. It's fun.
That's neat. But I mean, other new things. Like I said, we went to Disney Springs. I actually liked it. I know Mike gave me a little bit of grief on Twitter
fine.
For
it's a thing. It's a place.
It's better than what was there.
Yes. Yes.
It's gigantic.
It is gigantic.
And it's just not for me, but the Jocks is cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jocks is cool.
And,
there.
You know, one day when I'm 60 and the Edison's finally open, that'll be fun, too.
That was awesome. But, we saw the construction of the World of Tea, whatever that is going to be.
And there's the wine bar coming.
Yeah, there's not wine board charge. That's my
family's place. Wine.
We did go to Boathouse.
Boathouse is great.
Boathouse was good.
Boathouse was really good.
Boathouse really is good. Where it started to pour like the gods were crying.
So happy we spent at Boathouse.
Right. That was our last full day, so we ended up spending about an extra half hour, 45 minutes at Boathouse. But nice. They weren't rushing anybody out, and now we have Boathouse ponchos, because gets the one day that I didn't bring the ponchos with me.
Of course. But guess what? Always. When you're in the parks, and you're walking around, and everyone else has those Mickey ponchos or the Harry Potter ponchos, you'll have Boathouse ponchos.
Well, it's funny because we have ponchos that say where let the magic begin. That's how old our ponchos are.
Wow. Our ponchos are so old, they're still the yellow Mickey ones.
That's funny. But, all in all, it was a really good trip. Loved Universal, loved Disney. It was not a bad experience by any stretch of the imagination, but definitely itching to go back to Universal to get to the stuff that we didn't get a chance to do.
Mm-hmm. So I think one of the things I want to ask is, from your general trip overall, what would you say are your like top five moments? It doesn't have to be rides. It doesn't have to be shows. It could be just top five moments.
Top five moments. Number one is probably wand ceremony.
Cool.
Where with my daughter getting picked. And I know Nick, you'll experience this too.
Yep.
Yeah, it's there is something about, and you know, Joe, you led off the show with this. There's something about seeing someone else do something that just makes you feel really cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'd say that's definitely number one. Number two, just experiencing Potter like in person. I mean, I've seen hundreds of thousands of photos, heard, you know, hundreds of thousands of hours of podcasts, sat with Meg as she did Potter Watch.
Yeah.
But it doesn't compare to seeing it in person. Mm-hmm. And although we didn't get to go to platform 9 3/4, but going through the wall and seeing the dragon and hearing and feeling the fire and, you know, getting to experience it, that was great. Probably number three would be Flight of Passage.
Mm-hmm.
That attraction is amazing. And the fact that they could do it and in such a way that someone like my wife, who has like motion sensitivity, was able to ride it and she loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was amazing. She can't do Soarin', but she was able to do that.
I think that may be because they do computer graphics and they may be projecting at a very high frame rate.
Could be.
I think that helps.
She also thinks that the smells help.
Okay.
That it is more, it tricks her brain even more, so it makes it a little bit more real.
Okay.
And then the other thing I think is being able to kind of go to Disney in the My Magic Plus ecosystem after all the kinks have been worked out.
Buy-in? Full buy-in?
Yeah, I'm in.
It's nice.
It's nice, man. I mean, I'm sure that this is what they envisioned 6 years ago.
Yeah.
But it works, and it just works, and there was not a problem, and it was easy, and it made the trip so seamless to do just everything.
It's what they envisioned roughly 6 years ago.
And one of the cool things,
there's a lot of stuff they dropped. Yet.
Yeah. When you ride a ride, the photo automatically goes to your Magic Band account. Like,
yes,
it's just works,
and you don't even have to. Like, I was looking for the touch point when we got off of Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, and they're like, no, they just know. It's like, all right, sure enough.
It's a great
And you get a video.
It's a great thing.
Yeah, you get the video. Yeah, we got the video for that. We got the video for
Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror.
Tower of Terror. Oh, yeah, my daughter wrote Tower of Terror for the first time. I'll have to send you guys. Maybe I'll put that on Facebook. Well, I'll definitely put that on Facebook so you guys will see it.
Yeah.
Her face.
And what's your last top five moment?
Last top five moments.
Talking to us.
Yeah.
No, this is vacation related.
Tapu Tapu.
Not Tapu Tapu.
Oh, man.
But I will say experiencing Volcano Bay. That was one of the places that, you know, when we went, and even though we were just waiting for our time to show up, talking with my wife and my daughter, that if we were locals, that is the kind of place we would just go and hang out for a couple hours. Because it is it is like somebody built Typhoon Lagoon with four times the budget and in the 21st century. And right next to a resort where if you're staying there, you get in an hour and a half early.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yep.
But it's so beautiful. It's so well done. We went in, we talked to Vol inside the volcano.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. Just, get rid of the freaking Tapu Tapu. Brutal.
Yeah. So I guess that, I mean, we've been talking for a good hour and 40 minutes, so I think it's about time we wrap this up. So that sound good, everyone? So, Paulie, I want to thank you very much for being on the show with us.
Thanks for having me.
Where can all the lovely people listening to us right now find you online at?
Well, probably best to find me on Twitter at YoPaulieNJ, but I also have a podcast called Butter and Bacon. You can find us on iTunes mostly, but also Podbean, and we are also on Twitter at Butter and Bacon.
Cool.
Yep. Wait, you have a Twitter account?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I would have known.
No, you do?
Yeah, I do. Eat a pork, baby. Eat a pork.
Mike, where can we find you at? Anywhere? Nowhere?
I didn't hear anything just there. All I heard was like mute.
Destination mode.
You can find me at Wakefield Report.
Great.
Not eating at Club 33.
And tomorrow you can find me at Restaurant Depot buying all the brisket and ribs.
You can find Mike trying to look for his keys in Disney Hollywood Studios parking lot. Nick, where can we find you at?
It's at Parkscope Nick on Twitter.
With power.
Yeah, with electricity.
Yeah.
I have Wi-Fi, so I'm back.
Yes. You can find me at Parkscope Joe. You can find all of us at Parkscope.net. Hey, go on Parkscope.net. Check out Jeff's weekly series of random VHSs that I used to watch with Jeff when we were like 15 years old. Like, we would just like chill out and do sleepovers and watch theme park VHSs. We bought conversion software, so we're uploading them now. We do Chipotle parties when he's in town, and we buy Chipotle and drink and watch these old specials and record them on his computer and upload them for you guys.
See everybody.
I'm not joking.
Hey, look where your Patreon money's going. Yeah. It's going to get a good use.
Yes. If there's any Parkscope Patreons, please point them to me because I did not set them up. So that's really funny.
What is my platinum level getting me?
Yes, your platinum level is getting you a weekly podcast.
Nice.
Damn, I'm trying to do that.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
But as weekly as mine.
Oops. Also, please go rate us on iTunes. That'd be really super cool. A lot of other people can find our podcast, and hopefully it'll negate all the one-star reviews of people thinking somehow we were something that we weren't. So there you go.
And leave a comment on our web zone.
Yes, exactly.
Web zone?
I don't know what that is, but sure, why not?
We have a web zone?
What's that? Yes.
What is
send us a comment, and we'll send you a pizza roll.
This is clearly a reference that I don't understand.
The red letter, the Plinkett videos.
Oh, well, yeah. Well,
Plinkett reviews,
there
Star
you go.
Wars.
Yeah, I don't know the red letter stuff very well, yeah. So. Okay, there we go. Anyway, Mike, do you want to close us out?
Love everybody, hate everything, Kungaloosh!
Kungaloosh!